Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich, winners of the Brokers Ireland Investment Excellence Award each year since 2014. Now that's reassuring.
As the government plans to cut hospitality VAT back to 9% for Budget 26, a move the industry calls vital for survival, economists are warning, some of them at least, that the billion euro cost is economically illiterate and reckless vandalism of public finances. I'm joined now by Dr. Bara Rowntree, who's Director of the Masters in Economic Policy Programme at Trinity College Dublin, and Adrian Cummins, CEO of the Restaurants Association of Ireland. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might come to you, Adrian Cummins, first of all, because you're saying that the industry, the sector, needs this VAT rate cut badly.
Good evening, Cormac. I think we need to bring this conversation into balance here in terms of what the industry is asking for. The industry is asking for a reduction in the VAT rate from 13.5% to 9% for food-led businesses. The cost of that, as per the Department of Finance figures, the latest that we saw, was 545 million would cost the Exchequer. But if we don't reduce the VAT rate to 9%, the continuation of closures, the stress on the business model for food-led businesses across the state will continue, and we will be out. We are out of kilter in terms of our EU neighbours, second highest VAT rate in Europe for hospitality. And if
well,
we want
on
to be
second here, because the Department of Finance is saying that the current VAT rate of 13.5% is more or less on a par with a lot of other European countries.
Well, I'm looking at my counterparts in Spain, France, Germany, across the Mediterranean, and the vast majority are below 10%, with the average across Europe at 9%.
The Department of Finance say that 14 EU countries have a VAT rate of 12% or higher on food services.
Well, I think we need to go back and look at that, because
you're saying they're wrong.
I think they're wrong, and I'd like to stack up that that statistic that they're claiming at the moment. But let's also look at what was promised in the programme for government, which was a reduction in VAT for hospitality. And prior to the general election, nearly every political party called for a 9% VAT rate for hospitality, specifically on the food-led businesses.
Okay, so, but fundamentally, even if other EU countries have a similar VAT rate, you have to look at the Irish context. And let me bring in Bara Rowntree here. And the point that Adrian is making is that businesses are closing, that businesses that remain, they're under severe stress. And it was a programme for government and a pre-election promise by many parties.
It was an incredibly irresponsible promise by many parties. We already have a reduced VAT rate of 13.5%, as you say. That costs us, according to revenue, something above 2 billion a year already, versus having a full standard rate of VAT applied to hospitality. And so what's been talked about is to further reduce that, to spend more money reducing VAT, if it can be done for only food-based hospitality, whatever that means, because it's not entirely clear. What you do for a hotel package that has dinner, bed and breakfast, for example, is that food-based hospitality? But so if you're able to even reduce VAT just for that sector, you're talking something in the order of 600 million. We'll have new figures from Department of Finance soon enough. They suggest that it's gone up actually quite a lot in the last year. That's where the billion figure is coming from. And that is really, really expensive. It is two-thirds of the room for discretionary tax cuts that the government has set out for themselves. So essentially what it would mean would be no tax cuts for any individuals. It would mean that tax credits and tax bans would fall in real terms. I mean, real tax increases for the population as a whole. And it would be done in order to benefit a sector which all data show are doing very, very well.
Okay.
So we see that employment is up 7% year on year. We see, you mentioned business closures, and this is always mentioned by the Restaurant Association of Ireland, but for every business that is closed, for every business that is liquidated, a parliamentary question by none other than Leo Varadkar late last year showed that there are 11 new businesses opening up. So the sector is not doing badly.
So the sector is doing strongly, Adrian. How do you respond to all those points?
Well, what Ron is saying there, that for every one business that closes down on the street, 11 new restaurants open up, or food-led businesses open up on the street. I doubt that very much, and I would question that. And
that's,
I think your listeners,
I would
question that that statistic, and just put it into common sense. You walk down a street and you see many, many empty and vacant properties, because the hospitality sector, specifically in food-led businesses, the business model is not fit for purpose at the moment and they cannot make margin. We've seen three increases in the minimum wage over the last number of years. Obviously, our staff have to live. We've passed it on. And we now have to wait until the end of August.
And passed what on? Yet,
passed on our increase in wage inflation for our industry. Another, it's another cost.
So you
cost
passed it
to
on
sector.
To the customer, you're saying? So that
We increase our wages for our staff in order for them to be retained and to be able to live in this
which
country.
Which is an increased cost for you, of course.
Have you passed
that cost on to the customer? Is that what you're saying?
Well, each business will make their own decision, but there's a law of diminishing return. There's only a certain price that customers will pay before they will not walk in your doors.
But I mean, the point here, the reason I ask you that is that some people are taxing the 9% VAT rate. Are they just going to pocket the tax break? I mean, that's what people feel.
Well, that's a matter for each business. It's not for me to instruct our members what to do. You know, each business will make that business decision in order to keep their business, their doors open. And I think we have to look at what happened after the pandemic, the amount of closures, and are continuing to close down. And I just wanted to make the point also, Cormac, the Low Pay Commission will have its recommendation in terms of minimum wage for 2026, which the government will either accept or not accept in the budget. So that is coming down the tracks for all businesses, including our industry, which is highly labour intensive.
And they can't take it anymore, Barra. The costs are increasing left, right and centre.
They might be, but employment is growing and there's new businesses opening up. So this notion that's been put forward by Adrian is just simply untrue, and the facts do not back that up. And so again, if there is a concern about restaurants or cafes in certain parts of the country, let's think about things that can help them. Let's think about reducing commercial rates, as was done previously. Let's think of measures along those lines. Let's think about measures that would reduce litigation costs and reduce the cost of public liability insurance. But instead, what's being suggested is an incredibly expensive tax cut that would benefit the largest businesses, the businesses that are doing most. And why is that? Well, it's because you're only going to benefit from that VAT cut if you're selling lots. So it's not going to be of any actual benefit to those struggling
businesses
that Adrian mentioned.
Maybe they're the ones who are opening 11 new premises. Maybe it's all McDonald's. Is that what you want? That one mom and pop restaurant or cafe, one locally owned cafe closes, and then 11 McDonald's open around the country. I mean, that could be what you're pointing to.
I don't think it is, but if it were, that's what the VAT cut would encourage, because the people who benefit most from the VAT from the VAT going down are going to be big chains like McDonald's or a very
disproportionately
expensive restaurant like
it would help them, but it also might help the smaller cafe. Would you not accept that?
Well, no, it wouldn't, because they're not selling enough to be viable, and so why would a VAT cut help them? That's what has been claimed. It's been claimed that the reason they're closing down is because it's not viable and they need a VAT cut. But if they're not viable, they're not being able to sell stuff.
Yeah, but there could be a certain cohort that's on the brink, but that this VAT rate cut might help them stay alive.
Let's help them then, rather than spend almost €1 billion on reducing VAT more generally. It's a completely madcap scheme. And again, Adrian spent many years lobbying for this. The answer is always a VAT cut. Whatever the problem is, it's a VAT cut. Now, we saw when it happened before that the VAT cut was not passed on to people, but when the VAT went back on, the VAT increase was passed on. So all that we see is that prices go up, margins are maintained, and again, it is not a sensible use of funds.
And it's never passed on.
A million other comedians.
And people are saying, Adrian, it's never passed on if there's a VAT cut. I mean, and you actually got an admonishment and a warning from senior ministers previously. I mean, is there any other option?
Well, we don't see any other option other than the government would have to put a special scheme in together in terms of grant aid for the industry. And we saw what happened with the TBIS scheme. It wasn't fit for purpose. It didn't work. And it would mean that the industry would be going back every year. I mean, from a political point of view, this was every political party put the 9% in their manifesto. It was given the vast majority of political parties did, Cormac, and it is in the programme for government. So we would see that we're saying to the government, you put it in the programme for government, we look forward to it being delivered. And if you're not going to deliver it, the contraction of the industry will continue, and you will see empty vacant spaces across.
Growing.
Well, Rowan, I'd like to bring you around to different towns and villages across this country where there is no growth, where the last business is closing and there's absolutely no employment in certain towns and villages, and where the only opportunity for employment is hospitality.
Okay, Bora?
Employment, which has gone up 7% year on year. Again, this is it makes a mockery of the budgetary process to have lobbyists out there claiming, oh, facts that don't suit us aren't true, but at the same time, businesses are closing. So he's citing the same figures to say businesses are closing and saying he doesn't believe them in terms of the businesses opening up. So again, it is an incredibly expensive policy that wouldn't actually help any businesses that has been claimed are struggling, and means that what we're going to have instead for individuals around the country are personal tax increases. It means that we're not going to be able to do things that the government have also got in the programme for government about reducing child poverty. It means they're not going to be able to extend the full rate of carers allowance to those who are currently receiving partial payments. These are the trade-offs that governments have to make. Mm-hmm. And it would be madness at a time when we are facing into a trade war for the government to essentially use all the capital that they have on a big giveaway to McDonald's.
What's your answer to that, Bora, or Adrian, that because we're using almost €1 billion of the 1.5 billion,
it's not a billion
tax package?
It's not a billion.
Well, let me put the claim to you first of all. Mm. And that is a claim that it could cost up to €1 billion, that we're using €1 billion of it almost. Out of the 1.5, you won't have anything left over for child poverty or carers or SNAs or anything else like that.
And I could be in the position to give millions to child poverty, I would in the morning. But I would go back to the industry that I represent and that I have to stand up for. It is in the programme for government. It was decided before the general election by many political parties that the 9% was the right rate of VAT. And they could see it from listening to their constituents up and down the country that this is what the industry needed and should be delivered. Remember that this was brought into play in 2011, or was in play for nearly 17 years. So, you know, this is in 2019 it went back up from 9% to 13.5%. Pandemic happened in 2020, and it went back up again last year. So, you know, we've seen a 9% in our industry for nearly 13 to 14 years.
And prices have still gone up.
Well, prices have gone up because our imports have gone up substantially. Beef prices by 96%,
yeah.
Gas by nearly 58%, electricity another nearly over 100%. That's why prices have gone up.
Why not use the money to tackle those things for everyone, not just business?
Well, I think you know, when we look at the best way to deliver for and to help and support and sustain food-led businesses, a reduction of the VAT rate,
yeah,
is the way to
go. I understand that, and you make the point very well on behalf of your own members' business. But why not, in terms of tackling costs that are felt by everyone, not just business, but homeowners who are struggling to pay bills as well, why not take that €1 billion, if it is a billion almost, and try and put it into some kind of a package to help every single person in the country, be it business or family? Wouldn't that be better?
Well, one way, and it wouldn't cost the exchequer, but would be to take out all the pass-through charges out of your electricity bill. Take it out of your bill totally, which is nearly 45% of your electricity charge.
So there are other options now. Now you're coming up with different options.
That's if you were to help the entire population, including consumers and businesses.
Okay. So let me read some of the text before I get a closing comment from you both. Restaurants closed down for different reasons, like being badly run, says one listener. Yeah, but not all, in fairness to them. We've had businesses on here really well run and they couldn't sustain the costs, which are rising, in fairness. Adrian Cummins misses the points, is another. Unlikely the VAT will be passed on to customers. And in any case, most restaurants' prices are excessive already. And people who can't visit restaurants regularly, prices are just going up and up. Any food business, as another, operates on a low single-digit margin. Costs increasing. The reduced VAT rate will entice places to open and attempt. That other chap hasn't a clue of the reality. Low margin doesn't attract places to open. That other chap, I think, is Bora Rowntree. What's your closing comment here, Bora?
Listen, I think we're in a situation where this budget is going to be, and rightly so, is going to be a lot tighter than previous budgets. The government need to pare it in. They've been kind of running the budgets far in excess of what they should have the last few years. Given that, they need to make choices. And ultimately, it's going to come down to, do we have a tax cut for households? Do we do something on reducing child poverty? Do we do something on extending the carers allowance? Or do we give a huge amount of money, almost $1 billion, to restaurants and to a sector that is expanding, that employment is growing, and that makes no sense to me.
20 seconds, Adrian, to finish.
Well, first of all, it's not $1 billion. It's 545 million, which is about a third of the 1.5 at the moment in terms of surplus. And we saw the last month, it was up by another 100 million. So let's see where it is at the end of the year in terms of a surplus for the country.
Okay, Adrian Cummins of the RAI and Dr. Bara Rowntree of TCD. Thank you both very much indeed. 51551.